ancient Egypt has allured people for centuries. Why are we so attracted to ancient Egypt? Think to the power this country achieved. It was a supreme world power for 3,000 years. The United States has been somewhat powerful for, what, hundreds? But 3,000 years, Egypt dominated. She made beautiful pyramids, temples. The Egyptian people were fascinated with the stars and had legends of higher star beings or gods that had extraordinary powers. They were fascinated with living a long life, with health, with wealth, with power, with knowledge, with subtle energy that today perhaps we would place in the realms of quantum physics. Of course we're attracted to ancient Egypt. She had accomplished so much. Many of us had past lives in ancient Egypt. Think that she reigned for 3,000 years. It's a long time for us to have many lives. And during that time, if we were in the priesthood, we had great accomplishments in spirituality. A time like now, when we're enlightening, waking up, this is of great value to us, touching base with, remembering, downloading skills that we had in the temples in ancient Egypt are an incredible blessing for us today. It's as if there's a collective unconsciousness. We have so many people today that feel attracted to ancient Egypt. And that's because we as a people have been there, and we know the secrets that she unholds. We know that there's much to be learned. We still don't know how they made those pyramids, how they did mummification was a secret for a very long time. They were very good at secrets, and their best secrets were spiritual and the Sephiroth that we're going to learn all about. The more valuable the secret in ancient Egypt was, the more carefully it was guarded. Think that no one in ancient Egypt wrote anything on pyramid building. I couldn't imagine some fabulous secret like that being kept for 3,000 years. And what was their most prized secret? I believe it was the Sephiroth. If you look at the chart on the screen, you'll see the Kabbalah. I believe that Moses, raised as a Pharaoh's son and had access to all the temples, was taught about the Egyptian Sephiroth and Tree of Life. The Kabbalah Tree of Life is taken from the Egyptian Tree of Life. The only difference is that the Egyptians believed that there was a pantheon of gods, and Moses believed there was one God. Think of Moses as Yahweh as white light going through a crystal. And Moses says God is the white light. He's all that is. And then the light goes through the crystal and it breaks down into beautiful rainbow component colors. The Egyptians would say, oh no, God is red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet. That's what God is, all of these component colors. I would suggest they're both right. In the Egyptian tradition, one of their gods guarded each of the Sephiroth. But here we are talking about the Sephiroth, these little circles in the Tree of Life. What is this whole thing, Tree of Life and Sephiroth? The idea is that God, all that is, incarnated into matter. I guess for adventure, There's all kind of things you can experience when you're not all that is, when you're just an individual. Because if you're all that is, you never need anything. You don't want anything. Can't forgive anybody. There's nothing to forgive. Can't enjoy the coffee the way we might enjoy our morning coffee. So there's a lot of beautiful reasons to incarnate as an individual. First and foremost, when we dip into a world of duality, like ours, full of pain, like ours, we grow. And unfortunately, we grow through hardship, or we can grow through hardship. People who go to the gym keep increasing weights. Weights burn, they hurt when you're lifting weights. But that's how you get muscles. And that's why our souls have chosen to incarnate as an individual and in a reality in which we experience pain. It's like the fast way to become a god, to strengthen, to grow up. Great idea, I guess so. We've all chosen it. So as God was beginning to separate, maybe think of God as all the radio channels at once and he's only going to listen to 10 at a time maybe. How does he disconnect from all the signals? The way ancient legends have it, and the way my out-of-body experiences from ancient times would suggest, is that string theory is correct. And you can knot the strings and stop a vibration. You can stop the channels. And the patterns of knots were kept. Think of them as sacred geometry, or perhaps one of the ancient languages of light. But these key codes were kept, and they were carved in stone, so that a later time, when we realized what the Sephiroth and the real purpose of the Tree of Life was, that we could use these codes to begin to get all the radio channels again, to become more connected, to become more of all that is. So, as God began to individualize, he, according to the ancient Egyptians, did so in 10 steps. And each step that he became more individualized is represented by each one of the circles in the Tree of Life. And each one of the circles in the Tree of Life is called a Sephiroth. It equates to an emotion, a state of consciousness, spiritual ability. As we evolved into matter, these higher energies of all that is were cut off to us. That's why the ancient Egyptians had their gods guarding each of the Sephiroth, so that we would have the opportunity to evolve in matter, to become more an individual. As Elvis Presley said, I did it my way, not your way. I did it my way. I'm learning responsibility. I make a choice. I make a mistake, and I think it over, and I change who I am. Think to Reiki, in which you're learning to allow white light to come out of your fingertips for healing. In the Reiki process, before you're a Reiki practitioner, you look at attunements, look like some squiggles. Those would be knots. Those are the patterns to unlock the energies and have more white light go through the chakras in your fingertips. So these symbols on the Sephiroth, the ancient symbols in Sanskrit, a language of light, is the same as the lock for each of the Sephiroth. I was taken out of body and shown how to convert these kind of shapes into sounds. Same energies, just much more powerful. So each one of these portals, each one of these Sephiroth that has been locked with the symbol. And in the Tree of Life diagram, you can see the symbols on each Sephiroth. We're going to unlock them. Ancient disciples of the Kabbalah tradition and also in the priesthood in ancient Egypt would spend hours staring, imagining, meditating on the symbols of the Sephiroth. This was if this was the lock, and by meditating and in your imagination, becoming one with these symbols, it was like the energy would just like maybe seep through the sides. You'd get little dribbles of vibrations by meditating and staring on these shapes, and that would greatly enhance you. In a similar situation, ancient Indian yogis would say that looking at like a yantra, it's a sacred geometry figure, could enable a disciple to enlighten in one life as opposed to, let's say, 1,000. That's really powerful. We have no idea how powerful symbols are. And now we've been given the sounds to really enlighten fast. The Sephiroth are like fingerprints of God. Think that God has 10 fingerprints as we're in his image. And there are 10 Sephiroth. When we listen to and look at these symbols, which we will do in the videos in this program, we will one by one begin to unlock the 10 attributes of God. It not only opens portals of higher energies that comes into us, but it activates energies and divine blueprints that are dormant within us. Each sound code has the proper frequencies and the proper harmonics. The harmonics are expressed as vowel sounds. These vowel sounds were the most highly guarded chants and secrets of many ancient masters, especially the Egyptians. So each Sephiroth sound code has proper frequencies, proper harmonics. It has the Pharaoh's chant for crossing over to the highest realms in the other side. It will have master number frequencies corresponding to the Sephiroth number. The Sephiroth are associated with stars, and it has star tapings as well. There are sounds associated with sacred geometry. I channel the Egyptian god or goddess that is associated with each Sephiroth. There are sounds of dolphins and whales and other advanced animals that are here to uplift us and help us enlighten. In each Sephiroth, you get to look at the visual symbol, create the symbol with your fingers, like with an action, making another layer of power and frequency, and then listen to the sounds. And in the packet, the sounds are given as the videos, most powerful way, and also as MP3s, just so you could loop them and listen to them for long periods of time. How cool is that? In ancient Egypt, she valued her spiritual secrets more than anything. The vast majority of her wealth went into building temples. And what was done in these temples? The cream of the crop was the priests and the priestesses. What were they doing all day long? Think of the thousands and thousands of people in temples for thousands of years. That's a lot of time. What were they doing? In this program, we're going to experience a exercise from one of the temples. In the full packet that you can purchase, We're going to give you energy secrets from the Temple of Isis, Horus, about 8 to 10 different temples on the screen. Is going to be a list of the different exercises that you're going to learn about improving your body and your power and how to remain young and keep youthful. Secret harmonics, a powerful secret of the ancient world. The power of magic words and how to use your energy and your words for manifesting. The ancient Elohim breath to connect you to higher dimensions and energies. How to activate your energetic wings and how to use them for powerful healing. Use Egyptian techniques to energize your living spaces. Your living space can be a frequency generator that can uplift you all the time. Experiencing the Egyptian chakra flow, the idea that chakras shut down in pairs and how you pair up chakras and the order in which you tune chakras makes a huge difference in how much light you can hold in your chakras. Isis did toning throughout her hands, and think of Reiki, in which white light comes out of our hands. Isis was working on colors coming out of each of your fingers, a more advanced fine-tuning way of doing Reiki. Learn about living in the 5D. Do a guided meditation with Isis to remember her hidden techniques. Learn about dimensional energies and how to access what you want by leaving the energies in your future. For healing, use quantum entanglement, healing the ancient Ka body, which is very effective. How to use sound for pain removal. Using the Egyptian elemental healing, aka the secret of the Emerald Tablets. Using sound to grow your plants. Balancing quantum energies and using halo chakras above your head, and pulling them down into your other chakras to enlighten. Wow, that's a lot of cool stuff that we can learn about what went on in all those temples. And we're going to experience one of those techniques right now. The videos in this packet teach about the life of a priest and priestesses in the Egyptian temples. When I learned these things, I remembered this and I remembered that. I had all kinds of past life memories. I was able to not only begin to remember life as a priestess in the temples, but I also began to remember some of the skills that I had. When I learned about the Egyptian gods and goddesses, surprisingly, I was really attracted to Thoth. I was very attracted to Isis. I was attracted to the Hathors. And yet I wasn't as attracted to maybe this one or that one. Likewise, when other people learn about the Egyptian pantheon, they find one just really cool, fascinates them. That would be the god or the goddess that taught you and that gave you skills and abilities that you can download to use in this life now. We're going to do a exercise to try to remember a little bit about our lives in ancient Egypt. As we went through stories and information about the Egyptian gods and goddesses, were you attracted to any? I know I was. Definitely.
We're going to try a meditation to strengthen our connection and memories of past lives in ancient Egypt in the temples. Here we go. I wish you to go to a quiet place and sit down. Close your eyes. And we're just going to imagine that we're taking a walk in the woods. It's beautiful. It's such a silence, but yet there's little noises. But it's thick and it's deep. We can feel our feet as we step on little leaves and twigs. We could put our hands on the barks of the tree and feel its texture. We can smell the trees and smell the dirt. And hear the little jingle jangle of the wind in the leaves. Up ahead is a beautiful fir tree. We approach it, part its branches, and we sit down with our back to the fir tree. Breathe in the energy of the earth and close your eyes in your imagination. We're going to ask to be shown a lifetime that we were in one of the temples or associated with any of the gods or interacted with them in any way in ancient Egypt. And if we were to imagine just our feet, what would our feet look like? Are they male? Are they female? Whatever you imagine is just right, just go with it. Are they tan? Is the skin dark? Or is it white? Is it dirty? Have you been walking barefoot? Or are you wearing sandals or shoes? Slowly start to go up the legs. Are they male, female? Are they shaved as the priests would shave their legs? Keep going up and notice, what are you wearing? You're wearing a leopard skin, a white cloth, whatever. Feel it. What kind of texture is it? What color is it? Are you rich or poor? As you start to go up and you see your clothes, notice again, are you male or female? Look at your hands. How old are you? Do you like this life? Do you like being in the temple? Is it a source of pride for you? How do you feel about working in the temple, being in the temple? And how does that help you in this life? What did you learn then? What made you feel good that will help you in this life? Keep looking up and look at your throat now. Again, noting your age, sex, onto your face. Is it shaved or not? Your hair? Are you wearing a turban, a hat? Look at your eyes. And ask this beautiful being, what did you learn in that life that will bless you in this life? What's the connection? Why did you show up when we most likely had many lives in Egypt? How did that life compare to this life? Just run with anything in your imagination. If you don't get anything, that's fine too. Just know that the energy of the blessing of that life is transferring to you, and it will unfold helping you in the here and now. Was there a particular god or goddess that you were working with? What were the benefits and the blessings you learned in that time with that god or goddess that can help you in this lifetime? Beautiful. Let's ask this beautiful being to give us love and gifts from the gods and the goddesses, from the temples that were learned, appreciated, loved, helpful, and beneficial in that life. And ask this energy being to be present with us in our current life, helping these skills and abilities and blessings unfold. Now let's bless this being, this us on another realm. Let's forgive all the things that need forgiven. Let's purify and be grateful for all the good. Let's love, bless, and heal this beautiful person that is us. Blend and transform, harmonize. We bless and we thank you. And they slowly fade. We remember all of this, the gifts, the feelings. And we can feel a little branch from that fir tree on our feet. And we can hear the branches kind of singing in the wind a little. Feel the bark of the fir tree against our back. Smell the deep earth. Slowly in our imagination, we open our eyes under the fir tree. We stand up and we start to walk out. We part the branches and we walk out into the woods and into a field with the beautiful warm sunlight. And we're getting more and more towards waking consciousness. Feel the seat. Be aware of the presence in your room. Remember all of the beautiful gifts from our time in temples in ancient Egypt, studying the mysteries. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And we wake up at the count of one. 3, 2, 1. Feeling better than before. Wiser, smarter, more conscious, and blessings.
We're going to do a guided meditation. I'm going to channel Isis. At the end of the guided meditation, we're going to do one of the Sephiroth. So here we go. Get to a comfortable place where you can close your eyes and not be interrupted. I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 1. When we get to 1, you will be very deep within yourself. 5. Slowing down. Your feet seem to be growing longer down into the earth, connecting deeply to Mother Earth. 4. We go within It's deep. It's very soft. It's almost pregnant with potential, our energies inside. There's so much more to us than we know. Three, going deeper. We've had many lives on Earth, and we can access our attainment from them. And we're going to do that. Two. I am Isis, and I will complete the meditation from here. One. Most of you have been in my temples. Even those of you who are currently male have had a taste of life in the temple of Isis when you were in female incarnation. Perhaps the biggest thing that I gifted humanity with was teaching people to love another in a relationship, in which duality and hardships, struggles, and different opinions made it difficult. Whether you're male or female, everyone benefits from the examples and the energies that I planted on this earth and that you planted on this earth when you were in my temples. I wish you to imagine that your own voice is swirling around you like it came from a water pistol. Starts at your feet and starts to swirl up. And now another stream starts at your feet and swirls up in the opposite direction, pulsating. This energy is you on the highest level. So beautiful, beyond imagination. So healing. So much more to you than you ever knew. We're just going to open our eyes and just imagine we're walking down a beautiful pathway in ancient Egypt. Temple of Philae is in the distance. We're approaching it. On the road, there are palm trees lining each side of the road, quite majestic, and reflecting pools of water going for a very long distance until we get to the temple. Ornaments and flowers, beautiful sun, fresh breezy air. We're close to the temple. Statues of powerful lions grace the entrance that we're using. We're going down a small flight of steps, deeper into the pyramid. We come out to a round area. And there's a hole in the center where the beautiful stars shine down upon us. It's at least 3 or 4 stories tall, open air with starlight coming down upon the center portion of this temple. You are beside me as my honored guest. I hold your hand and we walk into the center. And you stand there, ready to receive blessings. There are 20 other priestesses coming in, and they are circling you on the outer edges of this round temple. They're beginning to sing. It feels so good, so loving. You start to float into the air and listen to this Sephiroth as it changes you, alters you, fills you full of higher frequencies, opens up dormant energies, and connects you to higher realms. Peace and love be with you. I am Isis. Chachma, Sephiroth. Wisdom, male. It's the first revelation from nothingness. It's the will to create. Think of the whole-brained thinking found in your right brain, the energy of selflessness. Look at the shape of Chokmah on your screen and trace it with your fingers. Now we're going to say Chokmah, say it aloud, so it vibrates throughout your body. You will find DNA tones, the sound of Om. All master numbers, the entire gamut of all master numbers, 111, 222, 333, up to 999. Also, especially prevalent will be the 222 master number frequencies. You will hear all the frequencies of the orbits of all the planets in this solar system. There's the sounds of whales and the music, forest shadows embedded with crystal frequencies, and the frequency of quartz crystal and ATP white light is also heard in the background. Frequencies of sacred geometry and air energies also are embedded audibly in the track. The channeled energies of Ta and Tehuti are also included. Relax, melt into the music, and absorb the sounds to open the seal.